Westbury Web Radio. I'm Juliana Vasquez.
And I'm Donovan Johnson.
Donovan, what's on New Media Beat today?
Up first, we have news from Ava Holgruen about artificial intelligence and public relations.
Is AI taking over public relations? How are PR professionals using AI tools? Are they worried about their jobs? Can AI generate a persuasive PR campaign? Will public relations agencies replace employees with generative AI?
New Media Beat reporter Anthony Pam says news about artificial intelligence in the film industry. Anthony is here to talk about writing scripts.
Can a chatbot write a script? Are screenwriters using AI tools in the writing room? We know that AI can generate lots of words, but is it creative? Can humans be creative with AI?
Juliana Vasquez has our sports media report today. Juliana, what do the letters NIL stand for?
NIL stands for Name, Image, and Likeness, and that can mean big money licensing deals for athletes.
How could the threat of a TikTok ban affect all the athletes promoting their name, image, and likeness on social media?
Who are these NIL athletes, and how are they using social to promote their own brand to fans? Is TikTok the only platform for athletes seeking to monetize their name, image, and likeness?
After that, we have news about media and politics. Kayla Kidd will tell us about how the Trump administration is changing the rules for press access to the White House.
The new media are in and the old mainstream media are out of favor with the president's new press secretary. Who are these new journalists that Trump is welcoming into the White House? How do the old school news media feel about being shut out of exclusive events?
I will be reporting on deepfakes for New Media Beat today.
What is the impact of deepfakes? Who creates them? Can they be detected? Are all deepfakes all that bad? Are there good deepfakes?
New Media Beat reporter Aaliyah Ladie is concerned about the impact of artificial intelligence on journalism.
How is AI changing the news business? Can we trust the news generated in AI-powered newsrooms?
Yvonne Ogio will be talking about influencers on New Media Beat today. How influential are they? Are they shaping what we see online?
Are influencers so powerful that they are affecting the algorithms of social media? Do trending influencer accounts change what the platform algorithms show us in our feeds?
All this and more coming up on OWW, Old Westbury Web Radio, streaming live from the State University of New York, College of Old Westbury.
Public relations employment is growing at 6% this year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. There are more than 300,000 people employed in PR in the U.S. The median salary is almost $67,000. There are good jobs for college graduates. Public relations work is changing because PR agencies are expecting their employees to use artificial intelligence at work. Ava Holgruen has a report on AI and PR for New Media Beat. Ava, is AI disrupting public relations?
The use of AI in the workplace has become a big debate recently. Should employees use it? AI tools are actually capable of assisting many PR tasks.
What can AI do in public relations?
AI tools can fulfill the task of media monitoring, which can provide insights with how the media may perceive a brand or company. This also can lead to the identification of trends, which can assist in creating engaging campaigns. Simple writing tasks done by tools such as ChatGPT can draft press releases and email pitches that can also be done.
Will AI take over jobs?
PR professionals are affected by this, and some are worried that AI will take over their job. But this is leading to them wanting to resist AI. But many agencies have reported that they will not cut employees due to AI. What these professionals may not know is that AI can help them do their job.
Why are these professionals encouraged to use AI?
The encouragement is really coming from the fact that AI will only benefit these professionals and their work. Using AI can increase efficiency, support media research, and reduce the workload for these professionals. Using tools to monitor the media allows professionals to spend less time researching and actually more time on constructing their response, making them more efficient in doing their job.
What do PR agencies expect from their employees?
With this clear shift of AI now being used in the workplace, agencies are expecting employees to use these tools. There is an increasing demand for employees with these AI skills, and it may even be critical for career advancement. some agencies are already mandating that employees have a basic understanding of AI and how to use it. As the media is always evolving, it is better to adapt to these new tools rather than resisting. For New Media Beat, I am Ava Holtgren. Back to you, Juliana.
Thanks, Ava. Public relations is not the only media industry being disrupted by artificial intelligence. Let's go to the movies with Anthony Pams. Anthony is asking about the role of AI in film production, specifically the writers. Who will write the scripts of the future, people or generative AI? Do writers need to use AI to compete and keep their jobs? Can AI be creative? When humans write with AI, are they more creative? Will the collaboration of writer and technology produce better movies? Anthony, are screenwriters using AI and how?
Yes, a good amount of screenwriters are using AI to help with their work. AI can assist in brainstorming ideas, improving dialogue, and even creating story outlines. It's a tool that makes the writing process faster and can inspire new ideas. But people like to say that and think that it's not replacing the creative work of human writers.
How is AI affecting the way scripts are written?
By speeding up the writing process, AI helps writers generate ideas and even create full drafts. Some AI tools can even mimic different writing styles, making it easier for script writers to refine the work. This allows writers to focus more on creativity while AI handles some of the repetitive tasks.
What are the ethical concerns about writers using AI?
Well, one key ethical concern is that AI could lead to the loss of originality, meaning AI could be very repetitive and generate content that mimics existing work. Another concern is that AI can sometimes produce biased or harmful content, which raises questions about accountability and responsibility for the material created.
Are writers concerned about being replaced by AI?
Yes, many writers are definitely concerned about being replaced by AI. As technology continues to evolve quickly, some worry that AI could take over routine tasks like drafting articles and scripts. However, many also believe that AI can't fully replace the creativity, emotion, and unique perspective that human writers bring, which is also true. For New Media Beat, I'm Anthony Payams. Back to you, Julianne.
Thank you, Anthony. Will TikTok be banned? Not if Trump can help it. What should creators and influencers do to prepare for a TikTok ban? We will be right back to talk about TikTok and sports. Why is TikTok an important platform for athletes?
My co-host is here to talk about sports, licensing, and social media. Some athletes sign licensing deals to monetize their names, images, and likeness. The acronym for name, image, and likeness is NIL. Athletes who are popular enough to sign licensing deals are called NIL athletes. To sign a deal, you need to attract attention. Social media accounts are the best way for athletes to engage their fans online. Juliana, give us an intro to NIL and social media. What is NIL?
All right. So, NIL stands for name, image, and likeness, and it's a huge deal for college athletes. Basically, it means athletes can finally make money off their own name, whether that's through major brand deals like Nike, Gatorade, and Under Armour, teaming up with local businesses, promoting products on social media, or even launching their own merch. Before this, they couldn't profit at all, which was kind of crazy considering how much attention some of them get. But now, the game has changed.
What are NIL deals in collegiate athletes?
NIL deals aren't just for big-name athletes signing with national brands. A lot of players are getting creative, partnering with local businesses, promoting products on social media, or even launching their own training programs. Some are taking a step further, hosting camps, building their own brands, or turning their content into a full-on business. At the end of the day, it's all about how they market themselves and connect with their audience.
Why is TikTok important for athletes seeking NIL deals?
TikTok has become a huge platform for athletes looking to build their brands and get noticed. It's not just about having fun videos. It's where athletes really engage with their fans, show off their personalities, and attract brands. If TikTok were to get banned, it'd be a big blow for athletes who rely on it to stay visible. Many of them use it to connect with fans and sponsors in a way that's authentic, which is exactly what brands are looking for.
How has TikTok helped athletes grow their personal brands?
TikTok for athletes isn't just for showing off game highlights. It's a place where athletes can connect with fans on a personal level. Take Olivia Dune, for example. She's one of the highest paid college athletes, and a lot of that comes from her massive TikTok following. But it's not just the big names. Plenty of lesser known athletes have turned their TikTok presence into big deals too. What's really cool is how TikTok has given female athletes a platform to shine. In sports like gymnastics, volleyball, and soccer, women are actually building personal brands that help them earn more than their male counterparts.
What alternative social media platforms will NIL athletes turn to if TikTok is banned? And how might these platforms impact their branding and sponsorship opportunities?
If TikTok gets banned, athletes will find a way to adapt. They always do. Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts will probably be the next go-to for short videos. Some might turn to X, formerly known as Twitter, or even Twitch. But here's the thing. TikTok isn't just another app. It's where fans discover and really connect with athletes. Without it, brands might rethink their entire approach to NIL deals, and athletes who would have to get creative to stay visible and keep up growing their brands. For New Media Beat, I am Juliana Vasquez. Back to you, Donovan.
Thanks, Juliana. Time for politics, White House politics. Kayla Kidd is our politics and media reporter today. She has been following the Trump administration's conflicts with the journalists who cover the White House. The Trump administration has made some big changes in the rules for access to the White House and the White House press room. The White House correspondents from the major news media are not happy. Who is in? Who is out? Can the administration choose who gets to cover the president? How important is press access to news media and to the presidency? Which reporters are getting a seat and who is having their access limited? And what does this have to do with the new media? Kayla, what changed in terms of press access to the president and the White House after the Trump administration took over in January?
With the new Trump administration, there has been new access to podcasters, TikTokers, and other content creators alike.
What type of media is the Trump administration looking to bring into the White House?
Trump is looking to bring in podcasters and TikTokers and content creators. However, he is also looking for people who follow his ideologies and agree with a lot of his terms and executive orders.
How do other journalists feel about this change?
Other journalists feel that the change is a good change, but they do feel that it is unfair to the legacy outlets that have already had admitted access to the White House press room.
Which new media outlets have been admitted so far?
So just to name one so far, the Ruthless podcast host John Ashbrook has been admitted to the press White House. He wasted no time as he occupied a cramped front briefing room and kind of challenged a lot of the traditional media that's been in the administration already.
What kinds of media outlets have had their access limited?
So the Associated Press were one of the first legacy outlets that had their access limited. Theirs were limited back in February on the 25th. Other media legacy outlets have been limited as well. Reuters is one of them, and another one that has been limited is the HuffPost. But they're not banned from the press room. They just have limited access in areas like the White House Garden, the Oval Office, and Air Force One.
How have these changes to the press room impacted the reliability of news so far?
So it's impacted the reliability because people are already hesitant about the news that they receive, and now this has put more hesitation and lack of reliability in the hands of the Oval Office.
What has been the impact of these changes on the questions being asked?
One big impact has come from the Ruthless podcast again, John Ashbrook. He wasted no time, and his first question to the president is, do you think they are out of touch with Americans demanding action for border crisis? This has further put reasonable doubt in a lot of Americans' minds and also has been fear-mongering a lot of people with the access of immigration and immigration policies within the U.S. I'm Kayla with New Media Beat, and back to you, Donovan.
Thank you, Kayla. Deepfakes have been in the news for several years now. What's new in deepfakes? What is the impact of deepfakes? Can they be detected? Is there such thing as a good deepfake, or is it all misinformation?
Let's talk with my co-host Donovan Johnson about deepfakes. Donovan, what attracted you to this topic? What's so important about deepfakes in 2025?
Deepfakes I put my attention because the technology behind it is so advanced that we would never know what could possibly be real or fake. The importance of deepfakes, especially in 2025, is that they have the power to affect society's influence.
What are some challenges when trying to detect deepfakes?
When it comes to detecting deepfakes, at first glance, it may seem very real, but you have to really do some deep surfing in order to believe what is real or what's not real. It's hard to decipher because you can never have the kind of technology that AI probably has when they can detect it immediately.
Is artificial intelligence able to detect deepfakes?
AI is able to detect deepfakes by spotting any abnormal colors or details in the image.
Thank you, Donovan. Up next, we'll be talking about AI and journalism with Aaliyah Ladid. Can we trust news created in an AI-powered newsroom? Stay with us.
Let's talk with New Media Beat reporter Aaliyah Ladid about how artificial intelligence is changing journalism. Should newsrooms lock their doors to this new technology? Could AI empower journalists? Or is it a threat to their jobs? Aaliyah, why do you think that artificial intelligence is changing journalism?
AI is shifting the way journalists work by automating routine tasks such as data analysis, fact-checking, and even generating news articles. These tools can help reporters focus more on investigative work or creating compelling narratives. While AI handles the heavy lifting of data processing or finding trends in large data sets, additionally, AI is enabling personalized content delivery.
Where have you noticed AI being used in the news media?
AI is already being used in various aspects of journalism. Specifically in content creation, AI tools like OpenAI languages models are being used to automatically generate simple news articles such as sports scores, financial reports, or even weather forecasts. Personalization, media outlets use AI to deliver tailored content to readers based on their browsing habits and preferences, helping to drive engagement. Data analysis and fact-checking AI algorithms can quickly analyze vast databases, uncover patterns, and fact-check claims in real time, aiding investigative journalism and ensuring accuracy.
Is AI a threat to journalistic creativity?
AI presents both opportunities and challenges for journalistic creativity. While AI can automate routine tasks, allowing journalists to focus more on in-depth storylines, there's a concern that over-reliance on AI could shift creativity in some areas. AI excels at processing data and spotting patterns, but it lacks the human touch required for many articles, storytelling, emotional appeal, and critical thinking that are central to journalistic creativity. However, when used as an AI tool, AI can enhance creativity, helping journalism generate ideas or break through writer's block. Actually, in an article by Allison Hill, she stated, "I'm no tech expert nor do I use AI-generated stuff, but as an experienced journalist, I feel a great urgency to discuss its effects on our profession. I firmly believe that preserving the integrity of journalism by keeping humans in full control of each stage of news gathering."
What are the biggest worries about the use of AI by journalists?
A study showed that some of the biggest concerns from journalists are job displacements. One of the most significant concerns is that AI will replace human journalists, particularly for routine or data-driven reporting. This could lead to job losses in the industry, bias and misinformation. AI is only as good as its data trained on. If AI tools are trained on biased or inaccurate data, they can perpetuate those biases in stories they produce. Losses of editorial standards. Some worry that AI-generated content could dilute journalistic integrity, especially if it's being without adequate oversight or ethical guidelines. For New Media Beats, I am Aaliyah Ladid. Back to you, Donovan.
Thank you, Aaliyah. Avon Ogio is ready to report. Avon is going to talk to us about the impact of influencers on social media. The massive popularity of social media influencers appears to be changing what we see on social media. How can that be? How are the social media algorithms that control our feeds changing? Avon, what do you mean by algorithm in this context, and how have influencers How have influencers made those algorithms more complex?
So influencers have made algorithms more complex as they prioritize content with higher engagement. This is often driven by influencers and brands, and this is what our social media is choosing to show us rather than more organic or personal posts. It can change the way users interact with platforms and make them more likely to see content designed for maximum engagement rather than content they naturally would enjoy.
With algorithms becoming more complex, how do you think smaller creators can adapt to stay competitive in a system that favors high engagement and sponsored content?
So smaller creators can adapt by focusing on creating content that is relevant and resonates with their audience. Understanding how algorithms prioritize relevant and engaging content can help them tailor their posts for better visibility. Additionally, staying updated on trends and collaborating with other creators could also improve their reach.
You mentioned the influence of digital marketing and influencers on social media algorithms. How do you think this shift has impacted the user's experience?
So the shift toward prioritizing influencers and sponsored content has made user experience more commercialized. While users see more engaging and polished content, they may also encounter more advertisements or promotions that aren't necessarily aligned with their interests. This can sometimes lead to a less authentic experience. It changes the way users interact with platforms, making them more likely to seek content designed for maximum engagement.
What are some potential drawbacks of algorithms prioritizing content based on engagement, such as likes, comments, and shares?
So a potential drawback is that algorithms may promote content that is more likely to generate high engagement, often prioritizing sensational, clickbait-style posts over meaningful or diverse content. This can create a cycle where only highly engaging and often surface-level content gets visibility, while deeper and more thoughtful posts may be overlooked. It can also encourage creators to focus on creating content just for likes and shares, rather than offering genuine value or fostering authentic connections. Additionally, this focus on engagement might lead to users feeling overwhelmed by repetitive or overly commercialized content, dismissing their overall experience on the platform.
Why is it important for social media professionals to understand how algorithms work and keep up with their changes?
It is so important for social media professionals to understand how algorithms work and keep up with their changes because algorithms determine which content gets shown to users. By understanding how algorithms prioritize posts based on factors like user engagement and relevance, professionals can create more content that is more likely to perform well, drive engagement, and reach a larger audience. Staying updated helps ensure that content remains effective and aligned with current trends, improving the chances of success in a constantly evolving social media landscape. For New Media B, I'm Yvonne Abgio. Back to you, Donovan.
Thank you, Yvonne. That's all for this week.
Thank you, Donovan. Thanks for listening to New Media B. New Media B is co-produced by Jaden Nunez, Henry Wilson, Quinn Dobson, and John Rizzo. Our engineer is Quinn Dobson. My co-host is Donovan Johnson. Thanks, Donovan.
Thanks, Juliana. Today, we heard reports from Ava Holgruen, Donovan Johnson, Kayla Kidd, Aliyah Ladie, Yvonne Obgio, Anthony Pams, and Juliana Vasquez.
New Media B is brought to you by OWWR Old Westbury Web Radio and the Media and Communications Department here at the State University New York College at Old Westbury.
For more media news and resources, check out our latest posts at newmediabeat.org, where you can listen to all of our newscasts and even subscribe to our podcast feed.